Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon. And how about them Red Sox? I don't know what was more surprising last night, that they won, they were victorious with a one-run ball game, or they did so in a game that had zero errors. No errors for the Boston Red Sox.
What?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's possible? I was told that that was impossible.
I didn't think it was possible either. And Dan Ball loves when I do this, so I'm just going to throw it right out the gates. Dan Ball, how many one-run victories with no errors do the Red Sox have this year?
I don't know. One?
Let's put you on. It feels like probably one is the answer, the safe answer. But that was another clean ball game. They may have followed up their cleanest, most complete win of the season with another clean, complete win. And Roman Anthony, the Roman Empire, gave way to Meyer Mania. A couple solo home runs for Marcelo Meyer, which Red Sox actually scored all their runs on solo home runs, including Jared Duran.
Imagine if they got a guy on base last night.
Well, they didn't need that. Beggars can't be choosers, and people should be more appreciative of what they... And what the hell is going on in your background?
What? It's just a,
if you're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, what the hell's going on?
Well, I have a virtual background.
You're in the front yard of somebody's house?
Mine.
Why don't I hear the birds chirping like I do on Mike Lombardi's podcasts? And
I like it.
Jiminy Christmas.
Ha!
This guy bragging about his cape house by just flaunting it behind him on Twitch for all the world
listen,
to see.
You know what? Actually, by the way, I just want to shout out to all the dads in anticipation of course, Father's Day weekend and all the labor they'll put in and the amazing golf naps they'll take trying to watch Scottie Scheffler bring home a title on Sunday as well. Andy, you'll be foots up, boots up on the beach, cocktail in hand. The poll questions on Andy's Father's Day trip to the Caribbean will be, should I have a cocktail before 9? Absolutely. You should have 2, or I'm already drunk. I mean, I get it.
Or just beer or fruity drink. Beer or fruity drink.
If I'm having beers, I have beers that day. If I'm having fruity drinks, I have fruity drinks. Anyway, quick cautionary tale. Don't go 2 months between lawn mows. That was a nightmare.
Yeah, that's not a...
That was not a...
What are you,
idea.
My son? Jiminy Christmas.
I overseeded on purpose because the lawn was dying in the spring. I came back to a freaking jungle. I needed a machete and a tour guide. My God.
Great story.
Awful.
Well, terrible story, but either way, you can't go 2 months without mowing, whether you overseeded or not. Even if it was just weeds, the weeds would have been a foot tall by the time
honestly,
you got back.
And you're the proponent of the zero-turn riding mower. I wish my kingdom to have borrowed that for a half hour this morning.
You got to bag it or rake it. Now you got all this pile where you're dumping it. Hope you got a big compost pile. You got the bags out front. However you get rid of it. This is a hassle.
Well, the guy's got multiple houses. I'm surprised he just doesn't pay someone to do it.
Yeah,
No. As a man and a fan of the people, I do my own yard work. Thank you very much.
Not very well, apparently, if you go 2 months between mowings.
I was
hire somebody. At
too
least
busy,
a kid.
too busy spitting out takes with U-humps every day. So,
but other than Fitzy's Cape House, which you can see behind him if you're watching on Twitch TV right now, the Red Sox are rolling, baby. They win another series. They get another impressive outing from a veteran pitcher who had been inconsistent and unimpressive previously. It's
Andy,
like,
what was most impressive, the overall effort or the fact that he almost lost it in the set? He had good first. Obviously, no runs. That was huge, right? Second inning, he started to struggle, and then like he teetered on like breaking many times last night, but kind of bulldogged his way through. Wouldn't you say that that made that a really impressive effort?
It did, and I kept this is where the little not gullible New Englander Fat Andy comes out in me. When he was, I think the last batter.
There's a lot going on there.
I believe the last batter hit two line drive or fly balls down the right field line that just wanted to be Rafaela's home run. They just wanted to, and I'm like, this is going to fall apart. This is going to fall. This is not going to end well. He's going to blow it right here. And he didn't, and they shut it down. They closed it out. Then you bring in Chapman, who I know he has a history. He has some issues in his past that people are aware of, and it makes him maybe less than likable as a human being, whatever that may be.
Okay, the off-the-field stuff. But
yes.
You're waiting for the on-the-field wheels to fall off.
And No, the exact
opposite. He's looking good, man.
I'm falling in love with the stare down. When he strikes the guys out and just squares up and stares at him, that's my closer.
It's Papelbon-esque.
Papelbon-esque, and you know what it isn't? We were talking about it yesterday. Dominant closer, Keith Foulke. I never loved him. I don't want a soft change-up throwing closer. You can win World Series and all that. Oh. This is a classic closer. He's like, I'm going to throw 100, and then I'm going to stare you down. That is what a closer should be. I've been lusting for Mason Miller. Little did I know, I don't need Mason Miller.
No, you don't.
I have the lefty version. I have the guy. I have one of the hardest pitchers in baseball to face. I don't know if you guys saw that athletic player survey. He finished in the top five, I believe.
Because he's so big, and the arm
angle,
that
100.
Fastball. He does a nice job also of concealing the pitch.
He doesn't even need to conceal it, because when it comes 103, that's fast, whether I'm going to show it to you.
I thought the guns were all juiced up. That's not a real 103.
It isn't. It's probably 97, but it's still relative to everything else.
God.
You subtract 6 from him, you also subtract 6 from the 97. That guy's actually throwing 91. He's a spitballer. Yes, Dan Ball.
10th in average fastball velocity for any pitcher in baseball this year for being mid-30s is bonkers.
Unbelievable.
Dan, who's number one?
It is future Boston Red Sox Mason Miller.
Wow.
See? I know my talent.
100.8 miles an hour average.
That's his
fastball.
Average fastball. Criminy.
He averages, if you round up, 101 miles an hour.
Yeah, he's one of three pitchers in baseball averaging over 100 miles an hour on their fastball.
And he does it in front of 13,752 every night.
That's assuming there's a sellout. So just take about 8,000
Well, it was
off that.
Towel giveaway night out in Sacramento,
okay.
So everybody showed up.
Hey, shout out last night to the good folks at the Red Sox who hooked us up with those City
Not
Connect,
Tom, though. Tom
wasn't
there for us.
Hey, where's the Skeens in there, Dan?
Let me scroll down a bit. I'll find that. One moment.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Fitzy, I need to bring something up. So Ted Johnson is off today here on WEEI Afternoons. So it is safe for me to take a victory lap that is poking fun at our big old linebacker friend, Ted Johnson. He told me that young people can't lead. Young people can't. It's baseball. It's different. Young people can't take them to the promised land. Young
yeah,
people.
Yeah, you're mine, bro.
You got to have Story and Bregman and these guys. It certainly looks and feels like Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer have changed the feeling, the culture, the energy, the vibes, the trajectory of the Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
Thank you.
The youth movement is on.
The two youths.
I'm sorry, Andy, did you say two Utes?
Yes, the two Utes.
RIP the great Fred Gwynn. Listen, this is not to say we are not going to hop on here and field a bunch of angry text messages and social media like, oh, one day you guys are burying the Sox, saying they're such a titanic disappointment. Now the next year, like, practically giving them a massage over the fact that they bring up the kids and now they're fun to watch. This is what we've been waiting for months. How many times... during random segments on the show, talking to Sox people, three-point stance, etc., here as part of the afternoon program, have we begged and pleaded for the Sox to just go full-bore youth movement and say, all right, kids, the only way you're going to do what Uncle Andy says, learn how to play baseball at the major league level, is by playing baseball at the major league level. I am so much more interested. I could feel the excitement in the ballpark last night. Middlebrooks and Fleming, who, by the way, are developing some legitimately great chemistry together. I thoroughly enjoy listening.
Yes, they are. They really are.
Absolutely love. Will love Monaco. I think Monaco does a bang up job. Lenny Gennaro's great, and of course Lou is a saint, a savior, and a regional and national treasure.
I think Will Fleming brings up Will Middlebrooks' good looks a tad too frequently, but that's just me.
But he's got a thing for him. Jenny Dell and Will Middlebrooks are borderline Hollywood royalty. Good
Jenny
looking.
Jenny Dell is beautiful.
She's all, sorry, and she's, Will. And she's a delight. Sorry, Will.
I mean, I'm talking about another man's wife on the radio, but
it's a compliment. You're being deferential to him. You're saying, sir, right. You married a beautiful woman and you have a beautiful family. Congratulations.
Oi! Sure. Oi!
Plus, half the city is talking about
and everyone's
Roman
talking
Anthony's
about
sister.
His mother. Wait, what was the line again? What was Fleming's line about Roman Anthony's
mother? You got to keep your eyes on his mother.
Well, and you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Yeah, that was... We're just going to leave that right there and get back to baseball, my
friends.
Anyway,
they have great chemistry together, but I got to tell you, you can hear how invested, how excited they are right now, Andy, to be calling these games, watching Meyer hit bombs, the discipline of Anthony at the plate, Seidan Rafael's fantastic fielding and just overall athletic ability. They're going to sink or swim together like this, Andy, and I'll tell you, ever since we started seeing this youth movement thing happening, guess what? Boom. We went from 60-34... to needing to get to 92 wins on the season. Now it's only
58.
58-34, kid.
Let's go. Feels more doable by the day. Red Sox have an off day today before the Yankees come to town. We're going to get a crochet day. We're going to get to...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
See what exactly the plan is with Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony against lefties, because the pinstripers are going to throw not one, not two, but three lefties at the Red Sox.
Wouldn't you if you saw that lineup?
I also need to bring up the idea that we've also talked about fastballs. We asked a week ago, does your team need to throw more fastballs? We've had some of these veteran pitchers allude to they want to throw more fastballs. They want to, you know, let it go a little bit. They're throwing more fastballs, and guess what's happening? They're pitching better. They're going deeper into starts. We're not talking about ERAs of 7.79 in the first inning anymore. They're actually getting out of the first inning and the second and the third and getting, oh my God, to the sixth and the seventh inning. Who knew? And it's funny how easy it looks like life is for a manager when you do that. When you get to the sixth or the seventh inning and the bullpen is that's when you actually have to go to the bullpen, it really looks like it's a simple game. Oh, we got a setup guy, and then we got a closer, or we got another leverage reliever, and it's so easy when you don't have to go to the pen in the second, third, or fourth inning.
Was that Weissert who pitched the eighth last night?
Awesome, and he was fired up. He's no longer punching himself. He's a feisty dude. I love the energy when it's positive energy. Again, I'm not sure he needed to be punching himself in the side of the head the other day when he didn't have a great outing.
You're the guy that thumps his chest when he wins Quiz with Stiz.
That is true. That's fair. Touche. Turned it on me. No retort there.
Chest thumping coming up at 5:30 today, perhaps?
Hopefully.
No. I'm sending Andy on vacation with a big fat L.
And the other thing we need to bring up that I totally forgot about, Nick, yesterday, and I'm not sure you're aware it even happened because of your vantage point in our Fenway Ford Clubhouse studios when we were talking to my frenemy, my nemesis, my pal, Alex Cora.
Wait, you have a fremesis in Alex Cora? And by the way, what is this... junk, this gobbledygook, this hoodly-doo, I heard during the crossover of I might be Team Devers now. Who are you and what did you do with Andy Hart?
Oh, we're going to get to that around 2:30. We stick around to find out how I went from hating and wanting to trade Raffy Devers to actually maybe being on Team Devers and being sympathetic to his side of the situation that he finds himself
disgusting.
In.
Disgusting.
But we know that Alex Cora has been flexible with the truth with us on Wednesdays on WEEI afternoons at times.
That is one way to put it.
Yesterday, he was flexible with his middle finger because when I asked him about the plan to not... you can watch the video. I'm sure we'll have it on Twitch momentarily. Brian Furzocca will get it up there. You can watch the interview with Alex Cora yesterday when I asked him about the plan to maybe not hit Meyer and Anthony against lefties. And when he, mid-answer, is scratching the side of his nose on my side with his middle finger while also kind of looking at me, even these guys missed it live the first time. And when I showed it to them today, they're like, oh, yeah, he flipped Andy off. He absolutely flipped Andy off. So... I don't know
if it was
subliminal messages, if it was over the top, and, you know, because he was...
Are you serious?
He was... no, I'm not really serious. I don't think he actually flipped me off, but anytime someone does this, I always think it's a little suspicious, because no one scratches with your middle finger. Don't use your regular finger or your thumb or your side of your hand. Who uses your middle finger?
Well, sometimes there's like...
Actually, no, I do sometimes.
There's a thing called subconscious body language, right?
Exactly.
Where
so
you're
not
even
me off.
You're not even conscious what you're doing,
yeah,
but your feeling inside is making you do it. Right. So yeah, no, he definitely hates you.
Yeah, I felt like he flipped me off.
And before you asked the question, he also definitely had a smile of this effing guy asking about that topic.
He absolutely... Well, because it's like softball, and then I got to come in with an actual question.
Oh, please, with the whole pretend... actual journalism nonsense.
Big J, baby.
Yeah, right. Rhymes with Shmurkoff. So, listen.
Whoa. We can't be saying that.
You can.
You rhymed. Hey. It's fine.
Is that how that works?
Yep.
Sure.
Let's find out.
Let's not test it.
Let's just keep it going. Like, hey, sometimes our behavior makes people think that we're a couple of grass poles in here. It's fine.
Absolutely are.
I that was a very necessary question. As a matter of fact, our friends Gordo and Sammy and Braverman from the Play Tessie podcast had sent me some questions because I'm trying to weave them into a Play Tessie question of the week with Cora. The first question they wanted to have answered, you know, nice little in-family cross promotion, Andy. That's our Sox pod. We're talking to the manager. Anywho, the first question they wanted answered, exactly what you led off with and got into. So I think we were all hive mind on that. Good job by us.
So maybe he was jointly flipping off me, you, the Play Tessie guys, Joe Braverman. Lord knows I've wanted to flip off Joe Braverman a time or two.
How could you want to do that to Braverman?
So, but the Red Sox got the win. That's all that matters. And all's well that ends well. It was a fun night, a clean night at Fenway Park for the most part. We did have negative... texter that brought up that one ground ball to first where I think it was Weissert and Toro and he couldn't pick it up and then he picked it up too late, couldn't throw to first. Okay, they're not perfect yet. They still don't have a first baseman, so any balls that are hit over there are going to be a bit of a circus.
Or Andy, as Sam Kennedy may have recently intimated, will they have a first baseman?
Yeah, we're going to get into that next. Or as Jim Bowen may have intimated in his Athletic column today, although I'm pretty sure that's the guy Cora told us flat out made up
Jim
trades.
Jim Bowden, the former GM of the Cincinnati Reds. Yeah.
He's the guy that he told us the story yesterday, right?
Makes the stuff up. Yeah,
I believe so. Yeah, well, I think it was last week.
He reported today that the Red Sox are trying to trade an outfielder for pitching help and or a first baseman. So whether he
Wouldn't
made
that,
that
make
up,
sense, though? Doesn't
it would make
track?
A lot of sense. That's why it's easy to make up because everybody's like, yeah, that makes sense. And no one's really going to call you on it. It's not this crazy thing. So.
It's not really a rumor as much as just like putting pieces together.
Right. But he put it as a fact. He said they are trying to trade an outfielder for some pitching depth and some help at first base, which would, you know, certainly open things up because we also need to get to something I just heard on the midday show. Rob Bradford, our friend from Baseball Isn't Boring, he kind of said without saying that when William Abreu comes back, there's a chance that the Red Sox just ship Roman Anthony right back to Worcester. You want to talk about pissing
people
off.
I'm sorry, who said what and why?
Yeah, that's Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring, also our WEEI.com longstanding baseball reporter, thinks that's still on the table, that they could just send Roman Anthony back to the minors, which, boy, would that piss people off.
The revolt from Red Sox Nation and the Fenway faithful would be I mean, Los Angeles and Boston, like, there'd be riots in the street.
Wait, that's why they're not going to sit him against lefties, because he's going to play every night when he gets back to Worcester. There'll be no benching him against lefties when he's back in the Woo Sox lineup.
Well, a great start to a fun show just got ruined. Thanks, Brad.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on with the Red Sox. That's the beauty of baseball. It's every night, but most importantly, Red Sox get four solo home runs. They get four runs. They win 4-3. No errors. It was a clean baseball game. Waka Beulah was back on the mound for seven strong innings. It was a real fun night at Fenway. Day off today, and then the Yankees come to town. So there's a little momentum here. You know, Chris Berman, I'm not saying, but they're starting to put it together week to week here. Dan Ball?
If 10 is ultimate optimism and 0 is ultimate pessimism, where are you 1 to 10 on this team after the last two series?
6. 6.5.
And that is how much higher than, say, it was a week ago?
Oh, about a week ago, I was...
Like, say, first inning Walker Buehler game one against the Yankees, where it all fell apart.
Yeah, no, about a week ago, the part of the reason I wanted to just play the rookies was because the season's over and I don't give a rat's katukus, just entertain me and put some young ball players out there to prepare for 2026.
Sure.
Now, it's, well, maybe play the rookies as part of the veterans are starting to fall in line with not just the pitching staff, right? We've seen Trevor Story. Maybe there's some Jaron Duran getting hotter at the plate. Maybe you're starting to fall into line there. So absolutely, I have upgraded my optimism significantly. They got a ways to go. They got a long haul ahead of them because there's a lot of teams and a lot of games ahead of them in the standings for both the East and the wild card. But you have to feel better today about the Boston Red Sox. But do you feel better about the situation with Rafi Devers and the Boston Red Sox? Sam Kennedy had some interesting comments last night on Nesson. Then Craig Breslow had some interesting comments this morning on the Greg Hill Show. We'll talk about those, and I'll tell you why it has changed everything in my mind regarding the Devers situation. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, what is trending?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.